fans, it's your good pal, Bob Cottle here from the old WCW NWA days, and this is a bonus episode, whether it plays this week or not. It all depends on the old strawberry syrup there up in I know he lives up in Canada, up in the Saskatoon area, the old kind of a cattle. I'm real excited to see wrestle this week, and I saw No Mercy. I don't have any emails to respond to, but I watched No Mercy, and I've never been more let down by a more hyped match than John Cena versus Greek Reigns there. And Greek Reigns, I don't know that I've ever seen anything propped up quite like Mr. Reigns has been. I don't know that we've ever seen anything held up quite like he has. And I struggle to think about a historical reference here. But the only thing I can think is the amount of work that goes into keeping the Leaning Tower of Pisa up. I know that I saw a statistic once that said there are 100 hours a year spent keeping the old Tower of Pisa up. And boy, whew, with the amount of men that have raised Roman's arm and pointed at him, Greek's arm there, excuse me, is astounding. It is disgusting. And truth be told, the guy is a real talented son of a bitch. I just think if the WWE took a step back, if they just said, maybe we don't, shove him down the throat, much like Peter Norris did to so many women in the early 2000s to mid 2000s, we could have a hell of a time. But when you do it, it's the old Rocky, Rocky Maivia syndrome. The more you tell someone they want something, the more they don't want it. But the fact of the matter is, if you want someone to want something, you tell them that they don't want it, that they can't have it. That's how you make a legitimate, fantastic, unbelievably over individual. What do I know? I've only been watching wrestling for 56 years. Fuck me, I guess. I also do relationship advice, and this week I got an email from my good pal, Phil, out in Chicago. He said, I broke up with my girlfriend a long time ago, a couple years ago, and I miss her, but I talked all kinds of shit about her. Truth be told, Bob, I still miss her a lot, but I'm too proud to get back with her. What do I do? Phil from Chicago, Phil, I see your problem. It's tough. It's like a punk band that is just, that's on the precipice of being a big star. And they don't want to be that famous, but truth be told, they do. Mr. Phil there from Chicago, I'll tell you what. If you truly love her and she wants you back, it's okay to go back. I've said this before. If you dumped her and you want her back and she wants you back, well, by golly, Phil, you just stick that dick right back in there. That's what I say. Slip it right back in. That's Bob, truth be told, Bob Cottle's theory in life is this. If you can stick your dick in it, it's worth having around at the house. But that's the end of this thing here. We're coming up against it. The old red lights blinking off to the side here. I'm going to go down to my favorite local diner. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually walking to the building right now as I recorded this in my car. Yeah. Yeah. Corned beef. Yeah. You fucking know it. You stupid son. Don't even bring him in, you dumb bitch. Fuck you. You know I want corned beef. What? I'm not allowed in here? You're not allowed in here. That's horse shit. It's bullshit. I will fight all of you.